poor, blind, and naked. You ain't gonna say amen to that one, I know. That's pretty tough, I know. I know. Your favorite preacher would never read that verse, right? Just, man, y'all going. You going to the next level. Well, God says, I can't stand a tepid church. A lukewarm church. Take it or leave it. I'll get it to it when I get ready. All of y'all can go to heaven or hell. I just don't give a flying flip. That kind of attitude, God says, I will spit you out of my mouth. I want to teach today from the Fear Factor series, a message called Overcoming Stagnation, Part 2. Father, I give you praise for an active church. I thank you, Lord, for arresting us and speaking directly to us, the true and living God, the great, amen, the faithful and true witness, the ruler of God's creation. Thank you for speaking didactically or directly to your church. Thank you, Lord, that your Laodicea church will never be lazy and full of apathy, that we will transition from lukewarmness to activation. I come against the spirit of fear that locks up your people in the pools of stagnation. Thank you for the activation, the power to be activated to come out of stagnation and apathy into a place, oh God, of prolific action. And we will give you the glory, the praise, as you think through my mind, release the ear to hear, all of our minds to comprehend, hearts to receive, and a spirit. Give us this spirit to contain your word, and we will give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Let's give him praise today for the word of the Lord. I am godly proud to be your pastor. I see the people of God coming in and bringing the children, and I think it's noteworthy, and I welcome all of you into the house of the Lord. Bring your children. Don't leave your sons at home. They need to sit up under the word coming from these lips of clay. I may be able to do things that you can't. And what I mean by that, I'm gifted to speak to the consciousness of this society, especially young men who have not had a male around them, young ladies who don't have a daddy to come home to. I believe the Lord has put me here to say something that will arrest your life. When you haven't been affirmed by your father, you need a spiritual father to speak to you. You have many instructors, school teachers, coaches, but not many fathers. And that's one that cares enough for your soul to tell you the truth in love, to speak the truth in love. Bring your people to the house of the Lord. Amen. If they give you problems, drag them here. And I'll help you. Get them into the house of the Lord. They got a bad attitude, let them come and speak to me. Amen. I saw a young man, a young boy here today. His caretaker was helping him today, and his shoes were untied. And I said, son, tie your shoes. He didn't even exchange words. He bent over, and he kept working with it until he tied them. And I gave him some instruction about, from a father's perspective, about making sure his shoes are tied. And you may say that's not important. Well, we're not raising our boys to act like people who got out of prison. See, this is what I'm trying to say. That whole mindset, you don't tie your shoes and all of that, came from ex-cons, which I'm not cutting it down. I would like to do something for men who are transitioning out of that institution to get them employment. But at the same time, all of that lazy, lackadaisical, Run DMC descendants all the way now to Tupac is not here anymore. There's other ones. there's some rappers that are really talking some nasty stuff, and they're really shooting at each other, smoking hookah. And it's serious. In Chicago, almost every week, 25, 30 boys are shot, and they're listening to the wrong message. Even King Von, who is now deceased, these young men are serious. This is a move. They've affected the culture. People are following that to say, okay, if you really want to be strong, be like Von. He's dead now, but be like Von, because he was murderous. He put fear in the hearts of people. And people are going after fear, like it's a game or something to attain, to make people afraid of you. But that's not God's way. Actually, we should have courage, and people should want to be peaceful around us. When a man comes in a room, no one should be afraid. They should feel peace. Like they got it. Somebody's here that can handle it. I don't have to be angry all of the time, because a man of peace is in the house. Now, there are people who want the Nobel, but you don't function with peace. You function out of chaos. You like disturbing peace, but you want the Nobel. But it's a peace prize. Not because you stop wars by threatening. We got what we call moral power. It's greater than military power. If I can resolve a conflict in a company, which I believe God has gifted me to do that, if I can resolve a conflict peacefully, then that's the better thing. Jesus said, the Bible says, if you can recover a brother from a fault, you've done a great work to recover them. Not to say, well, I know Charlie Kirk's wife forgave y'all, but I hate my enemies. As leaders, we can't do that. That kind of attitude, though you all like your Trump, bump, 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 bump. You can't operate like that here if you hate people. You can't even speak that, though the president is saying it from his pulpit. You can't do that. I can't do it and have a church. I hate my enemies. You all would get up and walk out. So what's up? Why won't you say something, conservatives that are following Jesus? Leaders can't do that. You will cause disruption in the pews and in the community. And you're going to see much gun violence when the leader says, I hate my enemies. When Jesus said, love them or pray for them. Now we see how far off we are. You don't have to allow your enemy to slap you, because I'm not. Jesus did. But you'll never hear me say, I hate you. And neither should the president. So let me come to the White House, I'll tell you. I'll speak the truth in love. Amen. Remember that. You don't have the luxury in America to say what he said. You can't say I hate Jews. You can't say I hate black people. You can't say I hate white people. I hate Mexicans. I hate aliens. It's not God's way. And there's a greater love, a greater power than hate. And it's called love. Glory to God. As I shared this morning, there are three temperatures that are mentioned. Hot, cold, lukewarm. Hot is torrid. Cold is frigid. Lukewarm is tepid. Torrid, frigid, tepid. God says if you're lukewarm or stagnant, I can't deal with you. Personally, he doesn't want us cold because coldness represents a lack of fellowship, a lack of connectivity. If you're cold in a relationship, that means there's a lack of fellowship. There has to be some communication. There has to be some pulling together. Some people are okay with cold, but you can't be okay with cold. I know what it's like to be in cold weather. One of the results of it is hypothermia. If you stay in cold weather as a human being, under 32 degrees, you're going to freeze. It kills nerves. One of the things that I suffer with from this pulpit that God is helping me to understand is that I was frostbitten when I was in my early 20s in Quantico, Virginia. I think it's very important to say that from the platform because the generals from all military branches met the president and the secretary of defense in Quantico here a couple of weeks ago. And because of that action, I believe God is speaking to me about it's okay for me to release some things that I've endured. Because I was at Quantico as well, and I had to be quiet about something that happened to me. I was in the military, and I was put in cold weather. It gets cold in Virginia, but you can endure it if you got cold weather gear. If you don't have it, you can freeze. And what happened, we were training, and we had a five-day training operation, but it lasted for three days, because the temperature dropped to around 30 degrees, and then it started raining. And we were trained in the Marines that mind is over matter. If you don't mind, it don't matter. And you never question leadership. If they tell you to jump, you don't say why, you say how high. That's the philosophy in the Marines. It may have changed, but I was trained also as a young man to not question authority. So I endured it. After a while, I couldn't feel my hands or my feet, and it affected me. If you all are wondering why I may walk with a cane or why I may limp a little bit, I got swag with it, but I still limp. Don't get it twisted. Listen, I got swag with it, but I don't like it, to be honest with you. I feel embarrassed by it because I'm a man. I don't like to stand before people and have to, you know, balance myself. But this is what he did for you. He stripped me of what bothers me the most and puts me before you to then encourage you to deal with your maladies. That no matter what you face, you can still overcome. I wouldn't wish this on any woman to where you couldn't wear your heels, and he put you up here. You had to wear something like boots and walk around, but you couldn't be lovely like you wanted to. I wonder how many of us would serve him if we had to serve him like that. It's okay to do what you do and act like you don't mind and mind over matter, but if you had to stand before people weekly, I wonder how long could you do it. I'm not asking you to do what I do, but whatever path he has you on, you need to put your feet to the ground, and you don't need to look back like Lot's wife, looking back to a previous relationship or a previous lifestyle. You need to keep moving up the mountain like he called you to move and help as many people as you can to get there. Stagnant waters isn't good for you. So I don't like that, but this is the way he worked. And I'm a slave for him. He has us to do things that we don't want to do. All for his glory. So stop talking about what's fair and let's obey God. Because it's not going to be fair when you obey God. For some, he raises up for his glory. For some, he allows them to be named Jacob, which means supplanter. Because eventually he's going to have an encounter with him and touch the hollow of his thigh. and make him weak, so he's not wrestling with God anymore in his life. He's leaning on the Lord, even clinging on him, saying, I can't let you go until you bless me. Some of us want to wrestle with destiny. I don't like it. I'll do it my way. But God can weaken you in a way when it's no more your will, but it's thy will be done. So he puts me before you and have me to deal with my fears and my embarrassment publicly, so you can deal with yours privately. And he says, Merton, I would rather you to be hot or cold about what you do. I'd rather you to be torrid, very hot and passionate about what you do, or I want you to be cold. Just let me know you don't want to do it at all. Break away and get isolated and do what you do. Make an excuse for yourself. But if you're in the house and you're stagnant, just come to church when it's convenient. Serve God on Sunday, but Monday all the way to Saturday, I don't know what you're doing. Where you at? Stagnant. Able to perform powerfully, but don't have a practice that people can follow. Great performance, but no practice. I wouldn't want a surgeon that only showed up to cut, but had no practice. He said, I will spit you out of my mouth. Spew you. I like the King James. Pew. Man, that's pretty rough, man. One of the worst things you can do to anybody, ladies, spit in somebody's face. Don't be doing that to your man. Listen, get yourself together. Don't ever do nothing like that. You get really hurt doing something like that. Going off of the mouth, just going off. Listen. This is the only country in the world where you can do that. I saw a lady flogged in a foreign country, beaten with a rod. It was very severe. That is, they laid her on her stomach and tied her hands to stakes and tied her feet to stakes and spread them while she's laying on her stomach and just started wailing all on her back, and she could not block them. That's the kind of people that's in the world. You in America. Oh, yeah, you could do all of that. But listen, if you didn't have the laws that we have, the strongest would survive. The strongest. In most countries, nobody have guns like we have in America. And when you got those kind of laws, the strongest, and I'm telling you, men are physically stronger than you. That's why I'm grateful for this land, because you travel a little bit, you'll see what I'm talking about. I don't advocate violence, so I'm asking you to cool it now. Ooh, watch out. You're losing control. Slow it down. Lest you fall in love. I believe God wants us to serve others. And so I was teaching this morning, and I need to cover new ground. We're a ministry of service. We're not a ministry that's stagnant. And God wants that to be alleviated here, like 90 percentile service. Synergistically, it would be, it's a vice, it's a cruel vice for you to want me to give 100%, but you only giving 2. In a relationship, nobody should give 100% and the other one just coast. That is not right, man. It's one person work, the other one spending all the money. What is that? No woman should be taking care of men. And so you may think you're a good mama or you're a good lady because you take care of your man, but I'm telling you, you're off and you make it bad on the rest of us. You that needy where you got to take care of a man? You paying his rent, you got his cell phone bill, you taking care of that too? That's how lonely you are. You make it bad on the good ones. Because, see, I can't get free love like that. I got to pay a house payment. Pastor Sabrina ain't going to be sitting around and listen, man. Y'all, you making it bad on good men like me. You mean to tell me a man can get all of that and don't pay no bills? Then who am I? Got to go to work every day, bring it home. I got to make sure you're taken care of. And you got young ladies that don't care. You taking care of a man? Who told you that? You making it bad on me. That's right. We got to get it. That's why you got to be around a leader to tell you to get up, get out of the bed, and go to work. Because you can't love long time when you don't have a job. Listen. Let me say it again. You can love long time when you don't have a job. You make it bad on us. Lukewarm, stagnant. Oh my God. That stagnant stuff leads to apathy. Apathy. A don't care spirit. Feelings of distance even from faith. Take it or leave it with God. We got to watch it. God is pulling us out of that into activity. Get the early service, you'll see that when you're frigid, that means you lack fellowship. When you're weak, it means you lack worship, because worship makes us strong. When you're shallow, you lack discipleship, because discipleship makes us grow deep. When you're thin, it makes sure you're not engaged in ministry functions, because ministry functions makes us broader. Leadership helps our skill. So if you're dull as it relates to activation and skill, it means you're not following leadership well. That means you're just stagnant, sitting in stagnant waters. God wants us to be activated. Amen. So if he's got me with a cane and a limb, which I'm embracing my limb, then if you got a fluent stride, what's wrong with you? You can do it better? Let's do it. I'll help you to get into what God has called you to do. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. And he put a thorn in my flesh, but all of us have one. Yours may not look like mine. Yours may be hidden, but he put something there, and he makes us drag it to serve him, because he says that I put there, that thing that you got to deal with, that maybe people don't know about, it keeps you humble. And he says, my grace is sufficient for you. For in your weakness, I'm made strong. I thought if God made me strong, then he would be strong. But if I was strong, you may not see him. The way my mind works, if I just had strength to go with it, and if I could sing like Teddy Pendergrass, we may have a whole nother world.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, Overcoming Stagnation, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
October is Pastor Appreciation Month. Join us as we celebrate a shepherd who leads tirelessly and makes a lasting impact on our church and community. Show your love and appreciation for Bishop by giving through our website, truthrevealed.org, the Truth Revealed mobile app, or Cash App at Truth Revealed 2. Checks can be made payable to Truth Revealed. Please indicate pastor appreciation on the memo line. Men, save the date. Get ready for Sixth Man 2.0 Reloaded, the 2026 Men's Advance Reloaded, happening Friday and Saturday, January 9th and 10th. Mark your calendars, set a reminder, and we'll see you at Truth Revealed for this powerful experience. New members classes are still in session. Email connect at truthrevealed.org to get started.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
Serving the Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You are tuned in to 1510 AM, WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches, FM 94.7.
We hear about it all too often. Christians who, for one reason or another, gradually drift away from God and abandon their faith in Jesus Christ. Maybe that's happened to you. Billy Graham knew there's a reason for this.
We live in enemy territory, and Satan's purpose is to create an atmosphere of immorality where professing Christians yield to temptation. We are living in a day when there's a great falling away from the faith.
That sounds pretty ominous, but there is something we can do to turn that around.
A spiritual awakening among Christians could change the whole process of history and reverse the immoral tide that is sweeping the nation. May God help us Christians to turn back to Him.
Are you ready to start a spiritual awakening in your life? Then pay us a visit at findpeacewithgod.net. That's findpeacewithgod.net from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.